In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before explaining why Saint Joseph is considered the terror of demons, we would like to advise you to have a great devotion to Saint Joseph. A simple devotion, without many complications. The important thing is having a simple and pure love for this saint who has lived so close to Jesus and the Virgin Mary, and who can teach you the way to love them more each day. He was the father of Jesus. Some call Saint Joseph a foster, adoptive, legal, or virgin parent. Saint Augustine of Hippo calls him the father of Christ, and Saint Bernard of Clairvaux calls him the father of God. But everyone calls him patriarch. This title was formerly given to those who were the parents of numerous offspring. The patriarchs of the Old Testament, like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and others, are specifically those who are ancestors of the promised Messiah. And in this, no one can deserve this title better than Saint Joseph, because he was the father of Jesus and acted as such, having many faithful descendants who acclaim him as father. Are you one of them? Do you imitate Saint Joseph in his love for Jesus? In recent years, the devotion to Saint Joseph has grown. In the year 2013, the Dicastery for Divine Worship and the Discipline of the Sacraments proclaimed the decree that Saint Joseph be mentioned in the Eucharistic prayers of the Mass. Saint Joseph is known by tradition as a man of faith, perseverance, purity, and loyalty. And the litanies to Saint Joseph are an excellent place to find out the virtues that Catholics recognize in Saint Joseph. But there is one of them that is unexplainable: Saint Joseph, terror of demons. Why is Saint Joseph the terror of demons? What is all this based on? The tradition of our Catholic faith tells us that Satan and his fallen angels could not seduce Saint Joseph, because he was firm in his temper, did not speak in vain, was just and compassionate. Saint Joseph is especially regarded for being the protector of the Holy Family, which was the center of God's plan for the redemption of humanity. During the years of Jesus' childhood, Saint Joseph was the one who protected the Virgin Mary and Jesus, since in those years, he was the one who was present in the spiritual battle against the demons who wanted to stop God's plan. The Bible hardly speaks of Saint Joseph and leaves it to our imagination to determine what an ideal father is. Devotion to Saint Joseph was not important in the church until the 14th century, which is when he begins to be mentioned. He then received a major boost from Saint Teresa of Avila, also known as Saint Teresa of Jesus. And later, the popes began the task of supporting the truth of the figure of Saint Joseph. The tradition of our Catholic faith distinguishes Saint Joseph for the following qualities: purity, and the Venerable Mary of Jesus of Agreda, also known as the Abbess of Agreda, tells us that Saint Joseph made his vow of chastity at the age of 12 and kept it in marriage. When he was 33 years old, he married the Virgin Mary, and she recognized the purity in Saint Joseph. In the life of the high priest and prophet Saint Simeon, the story is told that when he gathered the young men of the house of David in Jerusalem to look for a husband for the Blessed Virgin, he gave each one a rod as a staff. And Saint Joseph began to pray, asking for the manifestation of the divine will for his life. And suddenly, the staff that Saint Joseph carried blossomed into pure white lilies, and a white dove began to circle over his head. This convinced the high priest Simeon that Saint Joseph was the chosen one. God does nothing imperfectly, and he plans everything, Therefore, he planned the appearance of the figure of Saint Joseph to guard the beginning of the mission of Christ on earth. A father does not give anyone custody and training of his son. Therefore, the qualities of Saint Joseph must have been very impressive in order for God the Father to entrust him with his son and the destiny of humanity. Saint Teresa of Avila mentioned three important characteristics of Saint Joseph that could help us in our conversion. She said, "He never disappointed her when she prayed with a request. Saint Joseph always responded quickly and helped her in all kinds of situations." By which it is understood that Saint Joseph is a saint to whom we all must turn in any type of problem, because he listens carefully and moves quickly. Saint Joseph is also considered the patron saint of husbands and wives, who teaches the importance of fidelity, chastity, and living the vows of the spouses, as well as the patron saint of parents, because he fulfilled the role of adoptive father of the Son of God to perfection. Saint Joseph is a very special and powerful saint. Pope Saint Pius X approved a prayer called the Litany to Saint Joseph in 1909. In that prayer, he is called Terror of Demons, which may surprise some people. Do you know why Saint Joseph is considered the Terror of Demons? Because Saint Joseph is very effective in protecting us from demons if we sincerely go to him for help. When people ask Saint Joseph for his intercession, he can keep the devil away. He is like a spiritual superhero. That is why God has exalted him above all the saints. This is the experience that the church has always had, and the church trusts in his power. The demons are scared of Saint Joseph because he is pure and they cannot stand purity. The demons, being impure spiritual beings, cannot understand the purity in Saint Joseph's spirit and his behavior. Therefore, he makes them flee. The Bible defines Saint Joseph as a just man in the eyes of the Lord, and for this reason, he chose him to be the husband of the Blessed Mother, the Virgin Mary. God trusted him and guided him through angels to fulfill his mission to care for the Virgin Mary and Jesus. Saint Joseph was very faithful and obedient to God at all times. For this reason, the Church considers him the patron and protector of the universal Church. He is like the bodyguard of the Church, protecting it from the devil's attacks. The demons always wanted to tempt Saint Joseph, but they could never do it. He remained steadfast and pure, even in the smallest things, like not speaking disrespectfully. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.